STEM Rep. Hayes, students are behind, but that's mostly red states, so we need congressional oversight. By Ian Hanchett on February 10, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of CNN Newsroom, Representative Johanna Hayes, DCT, acknowledged that it's fair to say American students are behind. But that's not an argument that the Department of Education isn't using its money well, and it would be better to leave things to localities because those scores are brought down by mostly red states where they are failing to invest in education. Education is handled at the local level. And let's have some congressional oversight and fix it, not tear it down. Host Pamela Brown asked, relevant exchange begins around 2:40. Education assessments show that students are behind on key metrics, like reading and math. And Republicans might argue the Department of Education isn't putting its funds to good use to improve these scores, and it's better left to local officials. What do you say to that? Hayes answered, I say that's a fair argument. But if you double down on that a little bit more, you'll see that those scores are brought down by mostly red states where they are failing to invest in education. Education is handled at the local level. Curriculum and instruction and things like that are already handled at the local level. So, that's where those decisions are made, curriculum decisions are made. But, as a teacher, I can tell you that it's not just about what happens inside of that building. You have kids who show up who are hungry, who are housing insecure, whose families don't have access to family medical leave and can't stay home with them when they are sick. Literally, all of these outside forces, if we want to really have a conversation about getting the best outcomes for our children, then we need to look at all of those variables that disrupt their learning, school shootings, things like that. So, Republicans have a fair argument to say that our students are not where they need to be. So, let's have some congressional oversight and fix it, not tear it down. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.